Parunyaya, an invitation to the truth. United Kingdom, Reuters, 16 May 2011. Muslim creationists tour France denouncing Darwin. Reuters, the news agency known worldwide, devoted a place to an article of Tom Hennigan, the religion editor from the Paris Bureau, titled Muslim Creationists Tour France Denouncing Darwin on May 16, 2011. In the article, Mr. Adnan Oktar's works that have destroyed Darwinism in France and the following conference series in France were noted. Some lines from the article that points to the Darwinist panic in France are as follows. 4 years after they first frightened France, Muslim creationists are back touring the country preaching against evolution and claiming the Quran predicted many modern scientific discoveries. Followers of Harun Yahya, Turkish publisher of popular Islamic books, held 4 conferences at Muslim centers in the Paris area at the weekend, with more scheduled in 6 other cities. Harun Yahya, one of the most prolific publishers in the Muslim world, gave proudly secularist France a scare in January 2007 by mass mailing thousands of free copies of his Atlas of Creation to schools and libraries across the country. The education ministry quickly ordered headmasters to seize and hide copies of the large format book that, over 768 pages of glossy photographs and easy to read text, argues that all living things were created by God exactly as they were formed today. It followed up with a special seminar to train teachers how to counter a small but growing group of pupils who challenge evolution with creationist theories. In October 2007, with strong French support, the Council of Europe denounced the creationist views laid out in the Atlas of Creation as a religious assault on science and human rights. Harun Yahya has developed a series of books that have helped spread his view, belief in creation, in recent years beyond the Middle East, including to France, whose 5 million Muslims make up Europe's largest Islamic minority. Ali said at La Réussite Success, one of the few Muslim-run private schools in France, that the confiscation of the Atlas of Creation was similar to the book burning staged by the Nazis back in the 1930s. Adnan Oktar told Reuters in 2008 that he was preparing the return of Jesus Christ, who said he would come back to earth in about 25 years as a Muslim to help the Mahdi, Islam's savior figure, to defeat evil and establish Islam around the world. Second wave of the creationist campaign. This second wave began with conferences in January in Paris, Marseille, Lyon, and other cities. The group plans similar conferences this month in Denmark, Sweden, and the Netherlands. A teacher at the La Réussite meeting said, as a Muslim school, we're lucky to have people who give us tools for this debate. This is very important for you and for your pride, he told the pupils. The same article was noted in many newspaper and news sites. Some of these are the Vancouver Sun, one of Canada's biggest dailies. Harun Yahya attended a press conference in Istanbul on May 12, 2011. 4 years after they first frightened France, Muslim creationists are back touring the country preaching against evolution and pointing out that the Quran predicted many modern scientific discoveries. The English news website of the Al Arabiya TV, one of the prominent television channels in the Arab world. Guess who's back in the French classrooms? Not Monsieur Darwin, for sure, but creationists.
www. harunyahya.com.